I think basically there's enough uncertainty about the safety that we should be cautious when it comes to our children, who are the most vulnerable ones when it comes to inhaling a particle of plutonium. They would carry it around their whole lives, and it would give them cancer or some other disease and be fatal. This is what we're trying to avoid. We're trying to avoid just allowing school trips, scout troops, you know, all of those things that you would normally encourage kids to do at a wildlife refuge. In this case, it just is, it's not applying the correct amount of caution that we should be applying when it comes to our children.
Is there ongoing testing of either soil or water? Because I know the lake was being tested. There were testing areas on Woman Creek and I believe Walnut Creek as well.
Yeah.
What kind of testing is being done then by the Department of the Interior?
As far as I know, the only testing that's been done on a regular basis is testing of the water on those creeks that are flowing through the site. And even as recently as last year, there were readings that were over the limit. And occasionally these over the limit readings happen, and then after a while it kind of goes back to the rolling average. And of course they tend to use the statistics to their advantage to make it less of concern to people. And again, the message I want to tell people is that the Department of Energy's main business is making nuclear weapons and maintaining nuclear weapons, and we're the whole federal nuclear weapons program is about to go through a modernization that's going to be $1 trillion over 30 years, modernizing missiles, submarines, bombers, all the delivery systems. So there's still, all of these big corporations are still making a lot of money making nuclear weapons, and the last thing they want is for the public to think that it's not safe. And this has been the issue all along, because it isn't safe. They've made a mess all over the country at all the different sites that where they've been making nuclear weapons. It's their business is making those weapons. It's not safety. It's not protecting the public.
This particular petition on change.org is really focused on keeping kids off Rocky Flats, and you're reaching out to local school boards. Is there a way to have something set in perpetuity? Because this thing transcends generations. We are already within a generation of people who have no memory of Rocky Flats, and it wasn't even that long ago that it closed down. The half-life of plutonium, it's an unfathomable amount of time. We're talking about tens of thousands of years.
Yeah.
So is there a way to guarantee and set something in perpetuity that would address the concerns that you and many other people have about how people will be exposed, not just now, not just in 100 years, but maybe in several thousand and tens of thousands of years down the line?
Well, this is the main challenge of nuclear guardianship. So when we talk about nuclear guardianship, the main premise is that we feel that it's important, it's necessary for us people living here now to take responsibility for what we've created and try to warn future generations about the dangers of the substances that last so long. You're right, the half-life of plutonium is 24,000 years. So it's really deadly for 250,000 years at least. And if we think about our civilization, maybe it's 10,000 years old. So how are we going to warn those people 100,000 years down the road that, are they even going to speak the same language? You know, what will they understand? So I think the real answer to the question is, in order to protect people in the future, we need to create a culture of taking responsibility for the mess we've made and making sure that everybody knows what it is, how it's dangerous, where it is, and the places that they shouldn't go, that people shouldn't settle and farm and drink the water. You know, 10,000 years from now, people could go out there and settle and farm and drink the water, and you know, potentially all of them get cancer because of the contaminants that are in the environment. So it's a real serious question. And our federal government is not on that time frame. They're on the quarterly time frame, and their corporations that they contract with are looking at their profit lines every quarter. And that's the focus. It's not safety.
It's one thing to have a piece of land that once was home to a nuclear weapons plant and has God knows how many hidden contaminants still. But to leave that land alone, it's a quite another thing to actually open up a refuge with trails, with a visitor centre, because that seems to be an act where you're encouraging people to come and visit. And so given the immediacy of that, that they are planning on building that visitor centre next year, really starting that process of being this place that is actively encouraging people to come, what activism is happening around trying to block that and the construction of the visitor centre?
Well, there are ongoing discussions about that. I'm not sure what we might be able to do in the future. I think it's still a very fluid situation in that regard. But nevertheless, I think we need to acknowledge the fact that this is what they're trying to do. They're going to open the refuge to the public. At this point, that's their plan, and I don't know that we'll be able to stop them from doing that. At least the local school boards can decide for themselves that they're not going to, you know, believe the Department of Energy and the state of Colorado and the Fish and Wildlife Service that it's safe out there. And we nuclear activists, not just us here at Rocky Flats, but all over the country, there's been a lot of work done on these issues over the years. And, you know, we are telling people a more objective version of that reality than the federal government or the state government is doing.
Well, this particular change.org petition is really aimed at those local school districts rather
That's
than
right.
the people who are operating the refuge. So you're really
That's
trying
right.
to get people who would be sending the kids there, school boards, school districts,
right.
scout troops, and to raise awareness on that end. So maybe to just block people from actually going.
Yeah, let people decide for themselves whether they're going to send their kids there and not just take whatever the government's saying as gospel. It's very important for us to, you know, if you look at American history, the federal government has done all sorts of things supposedly in our name and for our benefit that really isn't, that's actually in some cases like nuclear weapons production, just the opposite. Now, sure, you can argue that nuclear weapons, you know, people believe we need them for our security and so on. I'm not going to get into that debate. But the point is that they've relied on our patriotism and our desire to trust the government, that the government would never do anything to hurt us. They're relying on that and dismissing all of these warnings that we're making about the contaminants. And, you know, so people need to recognize that they have a history and a bias, and it's very well documented. So local people should decide for themselves whether it's safe.
Well, people can sign the petition. It's at change.org, but there is an actual website for Keep Kids Off Rocky Flats, that campaign. It's KKORF, Keep Kids Off Rocky Flats. org. There's also a Facebook page and activity on Twitter, and we'll put all of that information at KGNU.org. Well, I'd like to thank you very much, Christopher Hormel, for coming in. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.